Hello and welcome to TechSpace Africa, the podcast. My name is Niger and this is our very first podcast / YouTube video. In 2023, part of my New Year resolutions was to diversify my content creation platforms. That is from writing to audiovisual content. In 2022, I started on TikTok and I did short form and on Instagram Reels. I decided, you know what, I'm going to do YouTube in 2023. And so here we are. So what I want to be doing on this short podcast thingy, I want to be talking about tech. It will be a weekly audiovisual tech related podcast, just another podcast to talk about tech, I know. And we're going to be discussing what has happened that week in tech, perhaps talk about my opinions on whatever has happened, and maybe if life favors me, we will have interviews with some nice, cool people in the tech scene in Africa. So, but today, we don't have that. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to actually be talking about getting started in tech content creation in Africa. And I'm going to give you a little bit of some things I've learned, because I think I've learned a few things. Maybe you can learn as well. Maybe some things you should avoid, and maybe some things you should do when you're getting started. So as we all know, the hardest part of any process is getting started. So you have to just start. Like, that is, I know it's cliche and a lot of people have already said, you know, start. But no, you actually have to. So as part of my plans when I wanted to get into content creation, this was back in 2020 when I think COVID was driving content creation like to a whole new high, and I knew I wanted to do some content creation, but I did not know what exactly I wanted to do. But I knew it was something I had to love, something I wanted to do, and I was debating between gaming content and you know what I do now, which is reporting on tech, my opinion in tech, and so on and so forth. So yeah, getting started was a little bit, I would say, slow. I think it's going to be slow for most of us. So you have to like be prepared for that. But do not postpone the starting part. It's already going to start slow. So you better just start right now and then, you know, develop. You cannot wait until you are a pro to start. You cannot start out as a pro. As you can tell, this is my first video. Maybe I'm going to cringe a few years from now when I watch this video. So yeah, just start. You don't have to have a lot of things. When I was starting TechSpace Africa, I only had my laptop. So I was like, what kind of content can I create and monetize? And I was like, okay, I cannot create video. I don't have any equipment that can record video. I cannot edit any video, even if I tried. On this laptop, I had like an HP, an old HP, and I knew, yeah, that one was not going to cut it for content creation, which was in video format. So what did I do? I started TechSpace Africa, the online tech magazine that has brought me here, that has made me who I am right now. So you just have to start. You don't have to have the best equipment, anything. I know maybe you want to start off with good quality videos. You want to start with good quality audio. And these are good things to have, but you don't have to wait until you have them. You can start and grow and add a thing after the other. So yeah, getting started is number one. So how has my journey been like in the Kenyan tech scene? It has not been easy. When you start, you have this idea of how you're going to blow up and how you're going to make a lot of money, how you're going to, you know, lead what you want to do, because you want to be the very best in what you're doing. But then you come and you get stuck a lot. Like the goals I had when I started, some I have not achieved. Like the ones I set for that year when we started, I have not even achieved. I think we are just not at that Western level yet. And I think we will get there, but we have to put in a lot of work. And then we wait and see if something pans out. So it has been a little hard. People don't want to watch like local content. They think the Westerners have better reviews, the Westerners have better gadgets to review, the Westerners are more knowledgeable. So people are not like watching us a lot or reading, you know. But I think as time has grown, as let's say, for example, TikTok, you can see a lot of new tech creators that are from our local continent, and they're doing pretty amazing. So I'm pretty sure if you wanted to get into tech content creation, this would be the best time when it's starting to blow up. So like I said, when I was starting out, I wanted to monetize what I love. So let's talk about monetizing what I love. So in my head, I think I was like, I'm going to go in, I'm going to create a couple of few articles, I'm going to write my opinions. You know, by then when I started, I did not want to do anything else. I just wanted to write my opinions on gadgets, gadget reviews. I didn't want to do anything that everyone else was doing. I did not want to report on the tech news. I did not want to write any press releases, but I learned the hard way that people did not want to read any opinion from someone who is not known, someone who is not credible. And I learned that I needed to post the news. I needed to post things people can read that are not my own opinions. And that is how I built the brand, and then I could incorporate my opinion inside there. And the opinion started getting some traction, and you could see, okay, right now you're doing better. So this is something I've learned. You cannot just start and expect to be credible as soon as you start. It's a learning curve. You have to grow slowly and build your credibility, build your brand. So that was also something I learned. So in terms of monetizing, I thought I could, you know, write my few opinions, and then after a few months I would get these big companies, and they would like tell me, oh, we've seen your content, it's amazing. Here, come work with us. That did not happen. 1 month down, 2 months down, 3 months down, I rebranded. I started making that kind of content with news. I started getting traction, still nothing, 4 months. So I approached someone in the industry, and I told them, okay, I think I've grown my brand a little. I think I need to know who to approach. So they told me, you need to send a lot of cold emails. People need to know you're there. They don't actively look for you. And they provided me a few emails. These are emails which did not pan out anything. How an Kina Transion, Kina Techno and whatnot. And I sent so many emails. I would wake up and send emails and send emails. I would look for emails on LinkedIn. I would look for emails on Facebook. I would look for anything. I would DM them on Instagram. I would DM brands. I would send emails to Kina TCL. Like a lot of emails, and I got nothing. I got nothing in return. But one day I woke up, I had an email from a person over at Opal, and they had seen my email, gone through the blog, and they wanted to work with me. So I was ecstatic. I remember I was back home, my first ever gadget review, because they were sending me the Oppo Reno 5. I don't think I have it. I think it was stolen. Yeah, I think it was stolen in public transport. But I was so ecstatic. I have never been happier. My months of putting in work, my emails were starting to pay off. This was only going to be the beginning. When I finally received the device, I remember I was so happy. It was shiny and colorful, and this was a product of my own work. And I felt so proud, and it is one of the most proudest moments of my life still. And it was our very first gadget review on Techspace Africa. And I think we did a great job, because up until now, we still get devices from Oppo, because I guess they think we do a great job. So, yeah, the very first device, it was very, very, very nice. So if you put in work and you hope and you know, write to the right people, reach out to the right people, something is going to come out of it, I think. So let's talk about monetization. Getting a device was not monetization. It was just it was just tangible proof that I was doing something. So what about making money in the industry, paying my own bills, and all that cool shenanigans that tech people do, making those six figures? Well, I'm not making any six figures by a long shot, but monetizing content is still not very viable in the tech scene right now, in the African tech scene. I think in content creation as a general, I think the tech scene is very niched down. Ni watu kidogo sana want to sit and listen to me mumble about tech for 15 minutes. They don't want to do it. They would rather just watch Mulamwah make some funny skits. Same, but they would also love to watch Azziad dance a little. But the people, and these are the people who are getting the gigs, these are the people who are getting the views, these are the people who are making big bucks. As for tech content creators, I think we are still yet to bust out of this bubble. I will call it a bubble, but I think it's coming. I think that time is coming. This is why I'm saying this is the very best time to get into content creation in the tech scene. So yeah, monetizing is hard, getting paid is hard, people make you wait from 45 days to 6 months. Oh my gosh, it's freelancing, but then it's even is people don't even acknowledge it as a career. So it's a little hard monetizing content in this scene, but it can be done. So yeah, so that has been my journey. So I think all you need to do is get started, put your expectations a little bit low, and then work hard, reach out to people, and try as much as you can to not give up, because I gave up a lot of times during that time. I gave up so many times because I would wake up and I didn't feel like working. I didn't have any money coming in. You are doing something and you are not seeing any return. There is no gratification. So it can get tiresome and you can burn out real fast, but you have to keep doing it. So the journey is hard. I know this video and podcast was all over the place, but you have to forgive me. It's my first one. And I hope to make better content, better quality content in the coming weeks. So, like I said, you cannot start out as a pro. So, this is just me trying and seeing how I can, make informative tech videos. Speaking of growing, before I end this video, there is one more problem in the tech scene that I forgot to mention, and those are the pioneers. I think the pioneers are a little too selfish, if I might say. They think the cake is a little bit too small to share, so they don't invite you to the table. They gatekeep events, they gatekeep brand deals, they gatekeep clients, they gatekeep a lot. That said, thank you very much for listening to me mumble about nothing for I don't know how long. And I hope to see you back again next week. I hope I can keep producing these videos and not slack. If you want to learn more about tech, the African tech space, and more videos like this, gadget reviews, and like I know I'm going to be doing a lot of gadget reviews. So if you want to see gadget reviews, wearable reviews, my opinion in tech, the latest in tech, just news pertaining tech. And maybe once in a while I'll dance like Azziad and Mulamwah. But if you want to see that kind of content, you're very welcome to subscribe. You're very welcome to follow us on all of our socials. And yeah, that is about it. Thank you for listening, watching, and subscribe to the channel. Look out for our podcasts on Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to them at. We are going to be there. Adios.